Today's Mishnah in Masechet Olot is the second parak, Mishnah Zayin, and we've been talking about questions of combinations. What about questions of chaluka from a single mace? In other words, is the tziruf of the ohel itself, or of the maga, or of the masa, is it defined by the total shear, or is it that the tumah exists only when there is the total shear as one piece, and even though I may have both pieces or all 10 pieces, whatever, that doesn't make it tummy. It has to be in the state it was. So let's take the case of etzem kisaora. That was the minimal size to be metame, even b'maga u'b'mas. It's not metame in ohel at all, right? Can I take an etzem kisaora that was broken into two, put it into the same bag which I carry, and still have it be metame and be mitzuraf? So Rabbi Akiva says, yes, it is possible to be mitzaref them through masa. However, that doesn't necessarily mean that he holds nogea v'chozer v'nogea. When it comes to the question of using one finger to touch one half and one finger to touch the other half, there we don't know that Rabbi Akiva would say that it was tummy. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that it's actually not tame in its mitzias. It's not that we don't have enough to be metame. It's that it isn't tame, and therefore there is no way to be mitzarefit. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says that the halacha, look at the halacha l'Moshe Misina, okay? What did it say? Lo amru atzamot kisaora. Etzem kisaora. That was the language of the halacha l'Moshe Misinai that we were mekabel from Moshe Rabbeinu, and it means exactly what it says. An etzem kisaora is tame. The amount of atzamot, of little pieces that equal a saora, no way. Okay, so then the same thing would be true. What about the din? Rova atzamot. Now, there's a din of rova atzamot. Over there, rova atzamot or metame, afilo ba'ohel. Fascinating question. Do the rova atzamot have to include the atzamot, which were themselves at least metame b'maga u'b'masa, namely, they are all the size of a seora, and now we have a new halacha that if you have so many of them that it is a full rova hakav, that then it would be metame b'ohel? Or is this a new shear of tumah? Namely, that a rova of atzamot in whatever state, even if they're broken up into tiny pieces smaller than a seora, that is a new shear that is metame ba'ol. How do we understand that? So Rabbi Shimon says, no, if they are nidak deku, they were crushed into less than the size of an etzem kiseora, then they are not going to be metame. It's certainly not be metame ba'ol. The question about whether, you know, you can be metame b'masa, that's the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The chachomim say that even tiny bits of bones that are less than the shear of a seora are still part of the rova hakav, which is a completely new shear. And therefore, there's no din that it is a bone. And that's tremendously different, as Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri was talking about, where the shear defined an etzem. And over here, the shear defines an amount of atzamas. Those two things are independent, according to the Chachamim. Now, how about an aver min hachai? We said if someone had a leg amputated or whatever, the din over there is that the aver needs to be complete, and you can't be missing any of the bone at all. So let's say it was broken into two. So then, according to the Tanakhama, it would be tar. So how about if you attach the two together? What would be the din over there? If it's nechlak lishnayim, so then the din is that it's tar. So says the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yossi is mitame, because since initially it was whole, and it's still all here, so it's still considered to be the shear, and it will still be mitame, and you are mechaber it together by putting the two parts under an oel, and that means you have basically the entire eiver that's here. However, Rabbi Yossi agrees, modesh im nital chatzain shutar, if the amputation was done in stages, so that you have part of the eiver and then the other part of the eiver, it was never an eiver. And there, for sure, there's only a din of an eiver min hachai, and this is not an eiver min hachai.